It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And here we dive into all things related to buying, selling, and owning a home. Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place of Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Thanks for coming in.
Well, good morning, Kyle, and it's always a great day when you're in the studio with Kyle Bailey, and it always means it's a Friday.
And today, I see that you've gotten into what I embrace by wearing pink as well.
I am. We're wearing pink today, so you guys got to look for our photo later today.
All right, very good. So what are we going to get into before we get into the real estate news?
Yeah, well, we're going to dive into some of the national economic updates that are affecting real estate nationally, and then we're going to look at maybe how those might be impacting the Northwest region.
So what can you tell us about the unemployment rates?
So unemployment, that's been a big topic in the news this week. So the goal of the feds is to have unemployment rates under 6%. Right now we're seeing unemployment at 3.7%. That's a very healthy number, indicating a healthy economy. And that number's upticking slightly, which seems weird that we want, you know, slightly more unemployment, but that higher unemployment would impact interest rates in a positive manner.
So what about GDP?
So GDP, this is the total market value of the final goods and services produced within the U.S. in 1 year. So you could summarize this and say that GDP is the pace of economic growth in the U.S. So nationally, the GDP rate is at 1.3%, and the goal is 2%. So this number is actually declining.
So why is the number important?
So this number is important because the pace of economic growth or decline in the U.S. affects jobs, businesses, and investments. And understanding the economy helps the public and policymakers make informed decisions. So GDP helps compare the U.S. economy with economies around the world. And, you know, talking about GDP, here's some interesting facts about GDP in the Pacific Northwest. So in the Pacific Northwest region, we've got Idaho, Washington, Alaska, and Oregon. And out of those four states, Idaho has the highest GDP at 5%.
Wow.
It's also the highest in the nation. So this is a contributing factor to why Idaho's real estate market's so crazy right now. I mean, it's booming.
That's what I've heard, yeah.
Yeah. And interesting enough, Alaska is at 2.6% GDP. So that state is also higher than the average for the U.S.
Wow.
Washington State is at 2% GDP.
Yeah, but what about Oregon?
Then we have Oregon. So Oregon is at a negative 1.3% GDP. So, I mean, even though we're seeing that in Oregon, we'll get into some of the local stats and you'll kind of see how this is reflected.
Wow. So what about inflation?
So inflation, it's still at 3.4%. The goal for the feds is 2%. And because inflation is still where it's at, we might not see interest rates lowering for quite some time. However, we did see a slight dip today. They're actually at 6.82%. So they just barely fell below 7% today.
Wow. So, but really going down very much could be next year sometime, right?
That's what they're all predicting, sometime next year. So, yeah. Mm. So even with the higher interest rates, demand for certain types of housing is greater than the supply, causing prices to continue the upward trend. So this is why we're still encouraging buyers today, that if you're thinking about buying, but you're thinking that you're going to wait for interest rates to drop, that we're encouraging you to buy now, lock in that price that you can get, take advantage of the appreciation you're going to see in the next 12 months, and then find a lender that's going to offer you like a zero cost refinance. So you will not only lock in today's rate, but you're going to be able to refinance and get a lower rate next year.
Hmm. And a lot of people don't, people tend to not want to do that. They want to wait for the rates to come down, but your illustration there really makes a point as to why If you're ready to go, you need to just do it.
Right. Because in the 12 months, if you lock in today's pricing, in 12 months, you could have a significant appreciation and you could be building your personal net worth. And that appreciation is going to be greater than the savings on the mortgage payment of waiting in 12 months. Plus, you're going to pay more for that house in 12 months.
Right. Good things to know. What else can you tell us this morning?
Well, looking at Douglas County's report for the month of June. So we had new listings come on the market in June, 213. That was a 14.5% increase from the 186 that were listed a year ago in June. And an increase of 2.9% from the 207 listed in May of 2024. Pending sales increased 0.7% from a year ago in June. Closed sales in June were 112, and that was actually a 17% decrease from the prior June.
Wow.
And it was a 10.4% decrease from the 125 closings in May of 2024.
So what about inventory and time on the market?
Yeah, so inventory increased slightly to 3.9 months in June. Total market time decreased to 43 days. So that's kind of an interesting stat.
Wow.
So things are still moving fairly quickly. I remember the days it was like an average of 6 months on the market before you could get your house sold. So we're looking at 43 days right now.
Well, and isn't part of that, too, just because of the, housing shortage?
There still is a housing shortage. We're going to be seeing that for several years to come. So year-to-date summary, if we're looking at the first 6 months of June 2024 compared to the same period in 2023, new listings increased 14.8%. Pending sales increased 3.1%. So that's a good number. Closed sales increased 0.2%.
And what have you seen around in the last week?
Gosh, in the last week, it's been a pretty active market again. Coming soon listings for the last 7 days, we had seven come on the market that are coming soon, so watch out for those. New listings, we had a little uptick. 52 new listings came on the market compared to 46 from the prior week. Back in the market, this is a low number. It's 14 compared to 20 from the previous week. We didn't see any listings go bumpable. We didn't see any short sale pendings this week. Big number for price changes at 64 price changes. So it's interesting because the houses that are priced properly, they are selling quickly. And then there's some sellers that are stale on the market. We're seeing price changes on those. Pending listings, we had 40 for the week, though it was a slight dip from 64. Sold properties for the week was 26, and we had five listings that expired that did not sell.
Interesting when you talk about the price change, because when you get into selling a house, the question is, do you want to get it sold, without waiting forever? I mean, yeah, you could put your price up there hoping to get a higher price, but if you put it up too far, you're likely not going to get it.
So here's an interesting stat. This market, there's a house that came on the market in River Club this week, 2 days on the market, listed for $995, priced properly, beautiful house. It had two competing offers that I know of. There could have been more. So it was selling within 2 days of being on the market, priced properly, getting action.
And in a specialized segment, price-wise, I mean, not everybody's at that level.
Yeah, yeah. I had an agent call me for help saying, hey, can you help me? My clients really want this. How do we get this? And I'm like, this is on $1 million property and we're competing for it.
Wow. Well, it tells you that things are not as slow as maybe you hear about out there.
That's right. We got to be, helps to understand the market, know the inventory, and have someone working on your side.
So less than a minute left. What else do you want to share with folks?
Well, I just think, it's summertime. The market's still moving. We have a lot. You know what? Our team is doing 150 open houses between July and August. So
Wow. Every
day of the week, there's an open house that you can go and check out.
Wow, that's good to know. Where do people find out where those are?
Yeah, so you can go on to our website, marygilbert.com, to find those open houses, or you can jump onto our Facebook page on Facebook, Roseburg Realtor. We have them posted there every single day.
Wow. So there'll be some this weekend. People could be out and cruise their graffiti vehicle to the event.
That's what we should do. Graffiti. Find that mid-century modern house. Have a
Perfect. We're out of time, Mary. Thanks for coming in.
All right. Thanks, Kyle.
9 o'clock, wrapping up Local Real Estate Today.